There's not much left to fight for in Mariupol, but the sound of shelling is constant. No one flinches. After 4 weeks of this, they're used to it. This part of this port city is now Russian-controlled, and some people are relieved about that.
A foreigner might be confused. If the Russians, they would say, started this, so why would you be happy that the Russians are here?
They didn't. Donbass is Russian-speaking. Ukraine was oppressing us with their language. We learned it at first, no problem, but then there was too much pressure. Then, in 2013, the Azov Brigade came, and it was chaos.
The Russians say this city has been destroyed because the Azovs, a group with neo-Nazi sympathies, won't surrender. The battalion is integrated into Ukraine's National Guard, but has some autonomy. Their presence here was one of Vladimir Putin's justifications for launching what he calls a special military operation. Ukraine says Russia was just looking for an excuse to invade. Mariupol City Council says there are around 170,000 people still in the city. Most have been without power or running water or much food for a month. Here you get an indication of the scale of the need there is here for humanitarian aid. This place has been under Russian control now for about a week, this part of Mariupol, and since then this has been turned into an aid distribution centre with food and freshly cooked meals and some medical assistance. But all of these people from here, they go back to what's left of their homes. These people are caught in the middle of one of the most strategically important battles in Ukraine. Mariupol's capture would help Russia create a corridor to join Crimea with Donetsk and Lugansk and narrow Ukraine's access to the Black Sea. That's why neither side is giving up.
So much cruelty, under bombing, shells flying. Why was there a need to destroy homes? It's a military crime. No one should do it. Both sides are guilty, to bomb at night, to shoot, kill.
Message boards are used to spread news about who is safe, who is missing, who has died. Mobile phone coverage is erratic, even if there is power. With Russian control comes Russian administration. The Z is everywhere. The hashtag reads, "We don't abandon our own." What began as an identification on military vehicles in Donbass has evolved into Russia's logo for this war.
My neighbour's old. She can't come. I'll share the food with her. I'll share it with everyone who lives on my street. There's so many people who are old who just can't come.
Her son is here to help. If Russia takes full control of Mariupol, it'll be the first major Ukrainian city to fall. A morale boost to one side, a psychological blow to the other. Too much is at stake for there to be any let-up in the shelling. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Mariupol.
To Moscow now, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin is threatening to end gas contracts if countries do not start paying in rubles.
I signed an order that establishes the rule of trade with natural gas with the so-called hostile states. We are offering a clear system that they have to open accounts in rubles, and payments have to be made through these accounts from the 1st of April. If they don't, we will consider it a non-fulfillment of contract. Nobody sells us anything for free, and we will not do charity. So their existing contracts will be suspended when they use them as weapons.
Hashim Ahamada is in the Russian capital for us. Hashim, this seems like quite a big move from the Russian president.
It is indeed. It is a retaliation against what the Russians have been describing as an economic war launched against them by the West. They say that the sanctions that were imposed on Russia, the freezes of the assets and the bans on the Russian natural gas exports were meant to further undermine Russia and put more pressure on the Russian government. Now they are retaliating. So in a tit for tat, the Russians started a week ago when President Vladimir Putin ordered the central bank to work out new mechanisms where all the supplies of the Russian natural gas to unfriendly countries. So when he says unfriendly countries, he's talking about the US, EU, UK and other countries will have to be now paid in the local currency, in the ruble. And they say this is a legitimate right for the Russians because they are facing those wide range of sanctions. Now, for those countries, the unfriendly countries, they have to open up accounts in Russian banks starting from tomorrow. This is where the new rules come into place, to be able to see those supplies continuing. Otherwise, the contracts will be stopped. And it's quite interesting to see that the Russian President Vladimir Putin is adamant about the need to move forward with that retaliatory measure, because he understands that Europe in particular relies on the 40% of its energy needs come from Russia. Just about a week ago, when Vladimir Putin ordered the central bank to work out those measures, we saw the energy prices spike to something like 30% in Europe. And this explains why, in his speech, he was talking about warning against potential repercussions of his decision on the international market, and also because of the sanctions. He says, we are likely to see food crisis, we are likely to see a migration crisis following in Europe, we are likely to see unemployment spiking in Europe, and the economic drive in Europe will definitely face a major setback, because it's coming back against the backdrop of a need to recover from the crunch it suffered during COVID-19 pandemic. So it's quite obvious that the Russians are moving forward to use energy as an asset in this confrontation with the West in particular. And they say, you know what, in a tit for tat, you are making us pay a price for the military campaign in Ukraine. Therefore, you will have also to bear the brunt of what happens next. I think the Russians are trying also to put more pressure on the West, particularly on the EU, with this new rules about paying in ruble. There could be another motive by the Russians, which is basically, if you remember, came at the beginning of the crisis. We saw the ruble, the local currency, plunge dramatically following the sanctions that were imposed on Russia. And by this move now, Vladimir Putin is building trust on the on the local currency, is pushing more countries now to pay in the local currency, and this is likely to further just prop up the ruble, which has gained significantly in value compared to the dollar over the last few days.
All right, Hashim Al-Habadi there in Moscow. Thank you.